You're listening to the Adventure RX podcast, and I'm your host, Steve Reichert. Guys, I want to just take a quick second to let you know that the audio that you're about to hear in this podcast is ripped from a series of five videos that I posted on our YouTube channel, which is also called Adventure RX. So I hope you enjoy this series and that you will subscribe and continue following along with the work that we're doing to empower life with type 1 diabetes, because adventure is great medicine. Hey guys, this is Steve from the Adventure RX, and this is a daily vlog about how adventure is medicine. I live with type 1 diabetes, and adventure has helped me so much, and I want to share these experiences in hopes that they empower and inspire other people to redefine and to challenge the limitations that they are dealing with. And in this episode today, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about the ketogenic diet. It's a low-carb, high-fat diet that I've used to manage my type 1 diabetes, and it's given me an incredible amount of freedom. And I've gotten a lot of questions about this over the last several months. I've blogged about it at livingvertical.org. And so I decided that it would be interesting to do a series of vlogs over the next 5 days or so, where I'm going to discuss my experience on this diet, kind of how I found this diet in the first place, the benefits that it's given me, and also troubleshooting it, answering some questions, what I actually eat, talk about all of that. So if you're interested in that, if any of that sounds cool, make sure to subscribe to this channel, because that's what we have coming up over the next several days. I'm still here in Massachusetts, and because of the fact that I'm not out on any grand adventures for the next week or so, I thought this would be a really good time to sit down and just have a conversation with you about the diet that enables me to go out on bigger adventures and keep my diabetes sort of in check in the back seat where it belongs and not in the driver's seat. One of the things I want to make clear also is that while I'm a huge fan of this diet, I know that dietary choices are very personal, and my goal is to encourage people to eat deliberately, not to browbeat people into eating the way that I have personally found to work for me. And this channel is not going to become a dogmatic dietary channel filled with dietary propaganda. I know that some people get really on a soapbox about that stuff. It's not really my goal. However, because of the impact that the diet has made my ability to be out in the wilderness, to climb, and to live my life on my own terms, which is the message of this channel, I really thought that it would be valuable to cover it in a little more detail than just say, hey, this is typically how I eat. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of this video, no pun intended, I want to make you aware of a couple of resources that might be useful as we're going through this information. If you look at the About page in my YouTube channel, you can find a playlist titled Ketogenic Diet and Type 1 Diabetes. That should give you the information that you need to be able to watch these videos all together in a group rather than having to hunt through all the videos that I've made and kind of mix and match. This way you can watch it all the way through and get the benefit of the entire series all in one shot. The other thing that I want to point out is that if you visit livingvertical.org and subscribe to my blog email list, you will get for free the ebook that I wrote that goes along with this. It's a series of essays that I wrote about my experience with the ketogenic diet. And actually, if you just Google ketogenic diet and type 1 diabetes, that blog post is actually the first result on Google. And the free ebook is my gift. It's just a resource I wanted to create for the people who are searching for this information. And that's honestly what this video is. And this whole series, the goal is just to create more resources for people who are trying to find a way out from underneath the burden of type 1 diabetes. I think the first thing that I want to talk about is why diet matters. What is so important about our diet? And looking on social media, seeing the way so many people with type 1 diabetes struggle with this condition, it really inspired me to try to share what I have learned about this, because a lot of people, plain and simple, are burnt out. They're tired of doing the same thing over and over and getting results that don't really align with what their doctors expect of them, what they're told they can do. And everybody says, just, you know, eat whatever, take a bunch of insulin, you know, eat however you want, and just cover all the carbs with insulin and everything will work. The problem is that insulin that we're using is not a very precise tool, and so it doesn't match the increase in blood sugar, and so we always have high at one point and a big low at the other point, and we call this riding the glucoaster, and it's really, really frustrating. It's also dangerous, it's also scary, and it creates a feeling of limitation and a burden that is really detrimental. And diet is a tool that we can use to mitigate that challenge. We can use it to influence our blood sugar, maybe not control it. I still have highs, I still have lows, I still have fear, and I still deal with depression like most other people who live with this type of chronic illness. But it has made a huge impact in what I've been able to do. And the burden of diabetes from people who have all the technology, all the tools, all the resources at their disposal, and they're still carrying this burden, but they're not using the simplest tool of all, which is diet, because it's too simple. And frankly, a lot of people who live with type 1 diabetes are tired of being compared to or associated with type 2 diabetes, which can be mitigated entirely through diet in many circumstances. And because of that negative correlation, they automatically reject anything where somebody comes to them and says, hey, have you tried this diet? Because it's like, well, hey, I'm not type 2. Why are you talking to me? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. It's not going to change anything. And so there's a very jaded attitude about diet. And if there's anything that I can get across in any of these videos, the takeaway is that diet does matter, that it does make a difference. I want to also say really upfront that I'm not a doctor. You can probably tell by my humble surroundings. I'm a guy in a closet. My credentials is that I am a climber and I am a type 1 diabetic of 17 plus years. For what it's worth, in those 17 years, I have never had an A1C over 6.7. In my 17 years, I've always eaten low carb. It's only recently that I started doing the ketogenic diet, and while there are pros and cons with a low-carb diet and a ketogenic diet, I can honestly say that eating low-carb has been what has given me an A1C that has always been pretty close to the targets that I have been trying to hit, although I certainly have had my share of highs and lows, so it doesn't mean that I have always had perfect control over my blood sugar, but that's my credential. I am somebody who relies on my blood sugar being stable in order to survive, because a lot of the time that I spend when I'm climbing, when I'm traveling, when I'm doing stuff, it has a very narrow margin of error. I rely on not having to deal with a low at certain times and being able to control my blood sugar pretty well. And having survived as a climber, having worked as a climbing guide and spent many, many days professionally out in the field, I think that that is my credential. I spent a lot of time studying myself, reading about it, and I am not a doctor and I'm not giving you medical or dietary advice. I'm sharing my experience and I want you to have that understanding of where my experience is coming from, and also so that you can be forgiving of the fact that, you know, I am not professionally paid to do this. This is something that has been a hobby of mine, if you will, full-time for the last 17 years, and it probably will be something that I'm doing for the rest of my life. And the reason why this stuff is so important to me and why I'm so passionate about sharing it is because that the adventures that I share on this channel would not happen if I had to worry constantly about putting out fires with my diabetes, if I always had to worry about what's my blood sugar gonna do next, if it was always this big guessing game, I would be limited. And I don't wanna have those limitations, and I don't wanna see other people have those limitations. So I wanna share as much information as I can in hopes that even a little bit of it may help. Also, I want to point out that I am not on an insulin pump. I have never been on an insulin pump for any significant period of time. I've been on injections. Currently, I'm on Tresiba as my basal insulin and Humalog as my rapid acting insulin. That is not an endorsement of any of these drugs, but they are what I'm using at this time. So, what is a ketogenic diet? A ketogenic diet is a low carb diet that is high in fat. So many people eating low carb, because low carb means less insulin, and less insulin means less chaos in your blood sugar. Most people eat that way, and they still don't notice the benefits that people talk about with the ketogenic diet, like the massive increase in energy. That was the case when I started eating low carb, pretty much at the time that I was diagnosed. I just ate a pretty high protein diet and a pretty low carb diet, and I didn't really get into the nitty gritty. I just really focused on maintaining good blood sugar. And it was only in the last couple of years when I really became more preoccupied with leveraging my blood sugar against athletic performance. My goal overall was to have more energy, but to have more energy without having to introduce more insulin. The ketogenic diet removes carbohydrates almost entirely and replaces those carbohydrates with fat, more so than protein. And the Atkins diet is a very popular one that was around a lot when I was growing up. People were using it for weight loss. And the Atkins diet is a high protein diet. The ketogenic diet is a high fat diet. And so the crux of the issue with the ketogenic diet is to get your body to shift away from using sugar as a primary fuel source by severely restricting carbohydrate intake and then eating a lot of fats, which are ketogenic. They generate ketones, small amounts, not like diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA, which is a very dangerous condition involving way more ketones and no insulin in the bloodstream. And there are a lot of people who don't understand that there's a big difference between nutritional ketosis, which is desirable if you're eating this way and this is something that you want to pursue, and diabetic ketoacidosis, which is life-threatening and to be avoided at all costs. So let's talk pros and cons of the ketogenic diet with type 1 diabetes. Over the last year, I've been on this diet very strictly, and since I have been on this diet, I have found that my blood sugar has been incredibly stable for long periods of time. I have been able to go long periods of time while being physically active without eating, without having my blood sugar drop out from underneath me as a result. The ability of this diet to stabilize blood sugar, in my experience, has been remarkable, and it has given me a huge level of confidence in what I'm able to do when I'm out on the road for long periods of time, when I'm in the mountains, when I'm on the wall. There's a lot more that I feel comfortable doing because eating 70% or so of my calories in fat, I know that I can eat fewer meals, have more energy, have faster recovery when I have to stop, and also that I can have better performance in terms of my athletic activity in the moment, and that performance is sustained and it doesn't have the crash like I've experienced, like you may have experienced too, if you're running strictly on carbohydrates. So those are some of the benefits, and those are significant benefits. If you have type 1 diabetes, not having your sugar crash out randomly is pretty amazing. Being able to look at your CGM and see a flat line in your numbers across the period of an entire day without having to really eat and still being full and having energy through that day, having mental clarity, they call it keto clarity, that comes with this diet, is something that is very, very enticing. The downside of this, because I want to represent this honestly, it's not a cream puff. For a lot of people, food is comfort, and in order to go into this diet successfully, you have to be very committed to it, and it requires a strict adherence to the diet, keeping carbs down below 50 grams of carbs in a day, making sure that you are getting plenty of hydration, plenty of electrolytes, vitamin supplements, and that you are taking the time to really get enough fat in your diet. Because the problem that occurs is that it's really easy to, when you're trying to avoid carbs, to just load up on protein. It'd be hard to get enough fat. It requires some troubleshooting to get in, and it requires a lot of commitment. And part of what happens in the process of adapting, because it's not where you just switch to the diet and then you're on it. When you switch to the diet, your body has to adapt to a different energy pathway. You're not just changing what you eat, you're actually changing the way your body interprets food. And so it takes several weeks to a month to get fully switched over and fully adapted. It's not just flipping a switch and off you go. It's effective if you stick to it, but it's also a lot of work. Process of trial and error, and it's going to give you more freedom to experience the world on your own terms and to have adventures and to embrace challenge, because that is what the Adventure RX is all about. Please consider subscribing to this channel, because while we are not all about the diet, we are all about living life on your own terms, taking on adventure, and diet is one massive tool that has been really useful in helping me do that, and I hope it will provide some value for you, and we will see you on the next episode.